This is a busy time in the world of college admissions. The schools are sending out the bulk of their acceptance or rejection letters in the coming days. Many high school seniors are sitting on pins and needles waiting for the news. High school juniors are busy racing around to check out the schools they might apply to next year, and parents are wondering how to pay for it all. Then there's Jennifer Moses, an artist and author who is also a mother of two 17-year-old twins. She was wondering how much she shelled out making her twins attractive to the best schools. She says the SAT tutors, the campus visits, the counselors added up to about $8,000 for both. She wrote about it recently in the Wall Street Journal. You can find that article, The Escalating Arms Race for Top Colleges, on our website Here and Now. Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you.
Start us with the details. Step number one to getting into a good college is getting a good score on the SAT. And you hired half a dozen tutors for your kids, right, before you could find the right one?
It was ugly. Well, we have two very different children. Our son, Twin B, as we called him for the 9 months before we met him, is a natural test taker. He's one of these kids who can take SATs in his sleep. And first time out the box, he actually scored a home run on his SATs on the English part of it. But his math score was, God forbid, less than 700. It was probably 200 points higher than mine was when I was taking SATs. But he was very concerned that with that lowly score, it wouldn't be good enough to get him into the schools he was interested in going to. So he was the one who kind of insisted that we get him extra help, which we then did, to the tune of about $8 million a second.
Well, like $125 a session.
Right. He did it a few weeks here and then took the test. And so he kind of ran that show himself. Our daughter took the ACT test because she was mainly applying to colleges in the South, most of which favored the ACT. And she was really in a class by herself, in a league by herself, because she's very bright and she does well in school, but she cannot take a test to save her life. And so my husband and I actually wanted her to get help taking the test because we wanted her test scores to at least show that she's capable of doing college level work. It was harder, though, to find a good ACT test tutor for her where we live in Montclair, New Jersey, just outside of New York, because it's a very SAT oriented little sliver of the world. But yes, we finally did find somebody who was a very good tutor, and he cost only another $1 million a session or whatever it was.
Well, your kids are also in private school, and I imagine they're all getting tutors too. So did this sort of feel like you got to do what the Joneses are doing or else you'll be in trouble?
We definitely live in the neighborhood of the Jones. In fact, you drive up our street and there's a big sign that say, "Welcome home, Joneses 1, 2, 3, 4. But our daughter's in private school. Our son is in the public high school. And the hilarious thing about the private school where our daughter goes is when I did finally find the right tutor for her, she ran into half her school there. So these are the kids who are already getting all the best cookies, right, at the private school. And then they go and they get the extra good chocolate as well because their parents can afford it. And, we can too.
Did that lead you to question whether getting into a good college is really a meritocracy?
Oh, it's not a meritocracy at all. It never has been. Everybody knows it's totally slanted in favor of the already lucky kids whose parents can afford to either live in a good school district, where there typically are high taxes, or can send their children to private schools. I mean, everybody already knows that upper middle class and wealthy families can additionally afford tutors, extra help to help their kids get higher scores to get into whatever the handful of colleges is that everybody thinks their kids need to go to in order to hold their heads up wherever, on the Upper East Side or in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Certainly not in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where I used to live, where, it was just fine to go to LSU. And guess what? You can get just as good an education at LSU as at Harvard.
If you came to the New York area with that frame of mind, couldn't you have sat it out and said, it worked out fine for my older kid, and we don't need to buy into this freak out about preparing for college?
Right. And you make a good point, but you've probably never lived with two against one, right, because with the twins. But really, it was almost like we were spending money on therapy for them, to tell you the truth, so that my kids would not have double, nervous anxiety attacks, constant anxiety attacks, poof, 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 all over. Imagine a kitchen with two fairly tall teenage twins in it, and steam is coming out of their ears, and black smoke is coming out from the top of their heads, and one of them is jumping up and down saying, what if I don't get into, what if I never get into college, what if I have to work, you know, serve coffee for the rest of my life? And they're having a freak out. So as I say, particularly for a son, it was more like therapy. For a daughter, the extra help was worth it because her test scores would have shown that she was mentally deficient, whereas she's extremely smart. I say that really with a grain of salt because my own test scores were really pretty lousy. My brain, when I was 17, you know, doing this myself, my brain didn't work in that testy way. It was easier in those days to get into college. I applied to 3 colleges.
And now how many did your twins apply to?
I think my son applied to 9 and my daughter maybe 8, something like that. I don't remember.
And how many colleges did you visit with them?
Oh, countless. They all blur. The thing is, we divided the load. My husband took my son and I took my daughter in general.
So have you totaled up your bill from this?
I have totaled up the bill, but I only did so when I was writing the article to begin with, because I needed those figures, because you're not supposed to make things up when you're writing for the newspaper. And then my husband asked me, how much was it, by the way, dear heart? And I just didn't tell him because I didn't want to see him faint.
Well, I hope he's not listening, but it was near $4,000 just for the visits. I have to add in here, right, standardized testing, another $500. Another applications, including, you know, sending the ACTs and SATs, another $1,100.
Making an application itself costs money. I believe for financially needy people, they do waive those fees, thank goodness. But it costs money just to apply to college. It costs money to take the tests. It costs money to send the tests. So even if you're doing it in the most kind of bare-bone ways, you're going to be spending hundreds of dollars per child just to have that child apply to college.
Where have your twins gone? Where are they going to school?
You know, I'd rather not say. Our son did get into his first choice college in the Boston region, which I really like because it means I've got one kid in driving distance. And our daughter is heading south. She hasn't decided which of 2 colleges she's going to accept, but they're both wonderful schools for her.
Then maybe it's worth it to pay for all this tutoring and machinations and visits and what do we do? Because in the end, they feel like they really did go through a lot to make a choice.
It depends on the family. If you're sitting on a lot of money, what difference does it make? But is it fair? No, it's not fair at all. Is it a meritocracy? No, it's not a meritocracy at all. It's, as far as I can tell, there's always been tricks. The trick now has more to do with money and if you can afford it. That didn't come out of nowhere. There are more kids going to colleges now than there were when I was a kid. It has become more competitive at every level of college admissions, from the so-called best or at least most prestigious, the Ivy Leagues and so forth, to the state schools.
What would have happened if your kids didn't get into any of their top choices?
Well, they would have gone to a non-top choice, and it would have been fine. People have a good or not so good experience in college largely based on their own attitudes when they get there.
Jennifer Moses is an artist and author of 2 books, Bagels and Grits, A Jew on the Bayou, and Food and Wine, Confessions of a New Millennium Mom. Jennifer, thanks so much.
Thank you.